Here's a thought about print swap groups. You know, you can't be involved in photography as long as I've been without stumbling into some really interesting and fun ideas, and one of which, I think for me, one of the most exciting of which I participated in the first, 30 years I was involved in photography anyway, are print swap groups. And the idea here was pretty simple. A dozen of us would agree to make an image. Typically, they were just 8x10, so we weren't trying to make, you know, artwork that we were swapping with one another. But if there were a dozen of us involved in the group, we would make 12 identical 8x10s. We would send our 8x10s then into someone who volunteered to be the leader of the print swap group. They would take 12 piles of prints and divide them up so that we all got a copy of each other's print and then mail them all back out. And a couple of groups that I was involved in did this basically a couple of times a year. So we had an opportunity to see not only what other photographers were doing, but compare things like what paper they were using and what D-max densities they were getting out of their black and white prints compared to ours. And sometimes we would do it on a theme, for example. It would be a landscape theme or a tree theme or the water's edge or whatever. So you'd see how other photographers interpreted the same subject material. I can honestly say that it was very, very influential in my early photographic days because it gave me an opportunity to break out of my ruts. I had certain ways of seeing subjects, or I had certain methods that I thought I was happy with when it came to processing materials, etc. And it was always a revelation to see other photographers' take on a subject, other photographers' excellence in terms of the printed results. I found it a fantastic idea. And if you've never participated in one of these things, I might suggest it's even easier today because at least if you have to make a dozen prints to share with your fellow print swap group members, you can make them a little easier out of an inkjet printer today. Still a terrific idea. And if you've never done one, find half a dozen or a dozen of your friends and give it a try. I think you'll find it very interesting.